And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, it's enough music. Please, Pierre. We have such a full schedule here that the less music, I guess, the better, Bob.
And all I've heard since I got here tonight, we have such a full schedule. What are we doing that's so different today?
Well, for one thing, Bob, we're taking our scripts, we're tearing them right on the air, throwing them to the floor so that the show will be completely ad-libbed. That's the first thing we're going to do.
We're going to make it up, right?
Right. Now, the second thing, I'm going to go out and get a drink. I'll be right back.
Okay, right. While Ray is gone, I'll just tell you that we have a very... very old studio audience, a group of nice-looking people. We have our usual cast here with us, of course. Ray has come back, refreshed.
Oh,
and will you? I think I'll have a glass of water myself.
I'll be right back.
Oh, you want to have water?
Yeah, didn't you?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, as Bob was probably trying to explain, but probably didn't, we have a full show. Wally Blue is standing by. Yes, sir. At a ball bearing plant in Port on the County Galway, Ireland, where he's going to talk to the people who run this particular ball bearing plant. So now, if our transatlantic line is open, I wonder, would you come in, please, Wally Blue? And what time is it there, Wally?
The County Galway, Ireland. This is Radio's Wally Ballou, winner of 17 Victor Awards in our first overseas interview program. Ray, you asked me what time of day it is. The time here is 5 hours different than yours, 5 hours ahead. So that actually now, as you're on the air in the early evening hours, it's somewhat after midnight, going on the early hours of the morning here. However, you'd never know it to stand in this ball-bearing factory of the county, Galway, Ireland, because here it's a scene of bustling activity. I'd like to speak with...
Neil Plunkett.
Neil Plunkett, who is the owner and general manager of the ball-bearing... precision ball bearing plant.
That's right, Mr. Ballou, and welcome here to my factory.
How come, Mr. Plunkett, that you put your factory up here in Umpqua County, Galway, Ireland, when actually you're a native of Sioux City, Iowa, I'm told?
Well, that's right. I was an extra in the Quiet Man movie.
Uh-huh.
And,
stayed over here with your G.I. Bill of Rights,
That's right, and I bought it into a ball bearing plant. And
I see.
Going to more or less settle down here for a while. Until I go back to Sioux City many years hence.
Well, you certainly have been successful, and I've told you shipped these ball bearings all over the world. And could you tell us a
little bit? Well, now that's the baloney. We don't ship them all over the world. We have a very limited market for these ball bearings, Mr. Ballou. I don't want to get on the air here. Are you on the air now?
Yes, we're transcribing.
I never know whether it's on the air or going on one of those tape things that I've been reading
about. It's being taped, and it will be broadcast subsequently, I think, around the 2nd of June.
Wow. 2nd of June?
Just now it's the 4th of December as we're making this interview.
It's cold here. It surely is amazing.
Right. Snow is falling outside.
I've forgotten your question entirely.
Why are they so unusual?
I'm going to go outside and get a drink.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
I'll cover for you while you're gone. I might say that the factory itself is a building from 85 feet by 13 feet. A long, tunnel-like building. With workmen at the... Oh, here comes Mr.
What now, I remember the question. You wanted to ask about the ball bearings, right?
Why they're so unusual, and why you don't ship them all over the world, when actually you have distribution facilities in every country imaginable.
Now, that's a lot of baloney. We don't have distribution.
Well, somebody's given me the wrong poop sheet, then, because I studied this all last night.
Somebody did give you the wrong poop sheet, because...
Wait a minute. I'm going outside.
All right. While he's gone, I'd like to address a few remarks to the people listening to this tape next June sometime. What we do here is we file these ball bearings by hand.
All right, Mr. Plunkett. Let's get down to business.
Don't get touchy with me, buddy, because I don't want you coming in here with all your wires and nonsense to start with.
Did I hear you say something about filing these ball bearings all by hand?
That's right. And as a result... we've had a difficult market that is trying to sell them because, you know, human frailties. You know them?
No. What's that got to do with it?
Human, come over here.
What do you want?
There's one of the assistant workers here, evidently, Mr. Frailties. A very pleasure to...
I'm a little more than that.
What's that?
I say I'm a little more than that. I've put quite a considerable sum of money here.
I see. In other words, you're the backer for this operation, is that right? Your money is personally behind it?
Well, I put more than he did. Of course, he had the GI Bill, you know, which I didn't have.
That's what I understood from my poop sheet. But I see that my engineer is signaling...
I've never heard anybody talk like that before.
My engineer is signaling me now that he wants to go outside.
Come on, Norman.
You'll have to wind up the interview from the Humber County Galway, Ireland, the Precision Ball Bearing Company, Mr. Plunkett, our guest. And I hope that this tape gets on the air the second...
Don't worry, Wally. It never will. Not if I have anything to say about it.
Now, another dramatization that shattered time and space. Oh, are we still...
Yeah.
Tell from the promotional pearls, bygone Bob and Ray shows. It began like this.
Now, Celebrity Spotlight. Tonight's guest, Mr. Lester Pomfret.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Mr. Pomfret, we understand your company is the world's leading manufacturer of pith helmets.
That's quite correct. And as a matter of fact, it gives us a great deal of pride at Pomfret's that we are, by appointment, official hatter to globe-trotting Lowell Thomas.
How many helmets would you estimate Mr. Thomas goes through in a year, sir?
Oh, that's in confidential information, Mr. Golding. We protect one of ours.
I understand. He's one of ours, too, you know, on CBS Radio each weeknight.
I know. He's mandatory listening for all employees at Pomfret's Pith Helmet Works.
Good evening, everybody.
We feel that he not only gives us a sharp-eyed view of the day's events, but he throws a lot of business. I'm going outside.
So long until tomorrow, buddy. And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Lawrence Bug and the Dean of the Interstellar Space Academy had captured the mysterious Akbar and his laugh-provoking machine, with which he hoped to conquer the world. Akbar now safely behind bars at the Interstellar Space Academy, we see Lawrence Bug as the Dean.
They discuss what to do next.
Dean, I wonder if I would be out of order, sir, in inquiring into my grades, sir. I've had a few queries from home. They seem to think that I've been spending too much time in scientific research and not in doing my studies.
Yes, well, I'll have to admit, Spechtenberger, that you have been absent from a great many classes lately. However, I know with your mentality, you'll be able to catch up as soon as you put your mind to it, now that you've finished tracking down Akbar.
Golly gee whiz, Commander, sir. If I did lose classwork, it was because you sent me to Moon, or Venus, I think it was.
Yes, wait a minute. I believe the telephone is ringing.
Gee whiz.
Hello, this is the Dean speaking. Yeah, what's that? But how could he?
Well, well, golly gee whiz.
Just a minute, Spectre.
I don't know. What?
What?
What will I say to my...
But
my parents, they've been writing, and they...
But it's...
Sir, let me put it this way. If I was to...
Wait, Spectenberger.
If I was to flunk for...
Something terrible has happened.
I had to go home and explain to my parents that I had flunked...
Well, I know he's been...
I don't know how... It would kill my... My mother, you don't know. She's very emotional. Cry home.
What's he said?
Yes.
Quiet, Mellish.
Sorry, sir.
All right. We'll be right over. Spechtenberger, this is bad news, I'm afraid. Akbar has somehow escaped, taking with him the laugh-provoking machine.
Sir, let's go. Come on, Mellish.
Right.
Where's the door?
Right over here. No wonder you've been getting poor, Mark.
Did they say which way he went?
Well, they know where he was being held prisoner. He escaped from there.
They wouldn't be there then, sir, would he?
No, he's not there.
Unless he's trying to mousetrap us some way.
Maybe he's hiding up someplace we wouldn't expect, like your office, Dean.
Or he might have just left his cell and be staying there at the Bastille.
What's that, Fechtenberger?
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to say that. Sorry.
I don't understand what you mean.
No.
Hey, what is that?
No. Oh, it's the machine, Schlesenberger. Turn it off, that car.
Turn it off. It's the laugh-provoking machine.
All right, Akbar, we know where you are now. Hand me that PA system.
Here you are.
Akbar? Akbar?
Yes?
Can you hear me in there?
I can hear you perfectly, Drinkenberger.
My PA system isn't working, sir. There. I'll just use my...
Well, just scream at it.
Let me just cup my hands, sir.
Akbar? Yes, Drinkenberger?
It's Drinkenberger, white guy.
That's what I said, Drinkenberger.
Come down now, sir. You're covered. Come out with your hands up.
But you seem to forget one thing, Lawrence Drinkenberger.
It's Drinkenberger, white guy.
You forget that I have the laugh-provoking machine. The one with which I can conquer the world.
And so Lawrence, Bug, and the Dean seem once more to be held in the power of Akbar with his laugh machine. Will he indeed be able to control the world? Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence say,
"Those are my orders, Commandant. I'm to place you under house arrest."
In the next episode of Lawrence Drinkenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it. So keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine. Except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay up and stay debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Oh, she's not kidding. She can sing.
Yes, she can. And it's a pleasure to hear her, too.
Lovely, Kay. Lovely.
Oh, we have just about a minute left of today's allotted time. And we ought to thank the National Father's Day Committee that voted us the Radio Fathers of the Year last week.
Yes, that was very nice. And we wish to thank them. And
it's a nice medal.
We did, yes, and I'm going to wear mine with pride, of course. But I don't know, it has... who's the picture on there? The father
George
of our
Washington.
Country, is
sure.
it? George Washington. Here, I'll hold it up. Want to come in here and dolly in?
Dolly in a little bit closer.
Close up of it.
No, the other camera, Ray. The one with the light on.
That's right. That one. And that's the medal you see. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, is there any other unfinished business that we should
mention
here?
No. Tomorrow we will have your old when friend...
When is Father's Day?
Father's Day is June...
16th or 19th?
19th.
Okay. Is it 19th?
Yeah.
It's Sunday, I know that.
Yes.
You know, my stockings are slipping, Bob.
Is that so?
Well, I'm not wearing them.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd say that before you did.
Yes, that comes in on the first week in June.
Every year, yes, and I thought I'd beat you to it.
And we come in usually every night about this time in just 10 seconds.
Well, until... Tomorrow, then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Sarah Vaughan, Dizzy Gillespie 2, as World Jazz Series opens June 4th over the CBS Radio Network.
You're on 74 KCBS AM-FM San Francisco. KCBS reminds you that tickets...